Philip Saint-Pompierre, these are here today's date is 04/01/2023. Dictation is for Maria Ramirez, Ramirez Spez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, Maria Spez, M-A-R-I-A, date of birth is 12/21/1958. This is a 64-year-old female, here with right shoulder pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. She stated this she has had this problem before and received trigger point injection, which relief or pain. She has a history of rotator cuff injury. Was seen here in the past on 12/13/2021 and referred to a specialist, which she said she didn't go secondary to cost, period. She said her shoulder was doing better, but within the last 4 days or so has started to hurt again, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past article history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 98% of the room air, blood pressure is 138/76, pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period, next paragraph. Right shoulder, tenderness in the region of the AC joint. Reduce abduction and external rotation. No edema, no erythema. Joint is not hot to touch, period. Next paragraph. HENT, normal. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm at no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity. No guard, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is shoulder DJD. Number two, shoulder pain. Number three, reduced range of motion of right shoulder. Number four, history of rotator cuff injury. Number five, the supraspinatus tendinosis. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injection. Next line, procedure was explained to patient. She says she understands she had it before and gave verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Next paragraph, the sites slash areas of maximum pain was identified by a patient and I. She pointed the area and it was marked with a skin marker. Next paragraph, 80 milligrams of solumedrol mixed with 4 milliliters of lidocaine without epinephrine. Next line, site identifier as areas of maximum pain were injected. A total of 3 sites were injected. After injection, site was then massaged vigorously. Patient was asked to move her arm in various range of motion, which she completed with much improved movement compared to prior to the injections, period. Next line, there were no complications and patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, site was then covered with Band-Aid. Patient was educated on what to look for in terms of post-injection complications. She says she understands and will look. Strongly encouraged to come back to clinic if she gets worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we're closed. End of dictation.